even get a free 256 gig memory card with mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That's a great deal. And sounds a heck of a lot easier and cheaper than my elaborate, expensive day I had planned. Well, looks like I'm going to Thumb Cellular.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present she'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Reach trails by 11 points, 20-9, as they just called a full timeout. And Brown City now showing a full court press. And it's knocked out of bounds. Harbor Reach will have to try this one again, 90 feet from their own hoop. Feeds it into Mason Yon. And he's immediately trapped. And he's trying to dribble through it. And they say he stepped out of bounds. And it'll be Brown City ball. Fifth turnover for the Pirates tonight compared to Brown City's three. Second of the second quarter for HB. Calabro will inbound right in front of the Harbor Beach bench. Feeds it over to Muxlow into the low block. Wide open is Anthony Ford for his points of the night. 13-point lead. 22-9. Brown City leads. James Shelke in transition going the other way. The basket is good, and they're going to call a foul block against Brown City. And this is the first points for Harbor Beach in quite some time. It was tied 9-9. So James Shelke goes to the free throw line for one. Julian Tenerife checks back in and replaces Halifax, as that will be the second personal against Caleb Muxlow in the fourth team. James Shelke at the line, shooting one. The old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is up, and it's good. Three-point play for the Pirates brings them back within 10 points.
Pirates are settling back into their back defense. No press.
22-12, Brown City with the ball and the lead. To the left wing to Calvin Cook, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, back over to, that would be number 12, Anthony Ford. The jump shot no good, rebound Ryan Seaman. Here come the Pirates. James Shelke with the skip pass over to the left wing. Jump stop down to the low post, fadeaway jump shot's good. James Shelke with the last 5 points and the only 5 points for the Pirates in this quarter. Brings it down to an 8-point deficit for HB.
Well, if it works, keep going to the well.
Calvin Cook gets it across the timeline, into the right corner. Leshefsky back out to Cook, over to Anthony Ford, resets the offense top of the key. Harbor Beach keeping their distance, now out in a zone defense. Down to a high post, to low post. Leshefsky in trouble, can't get that to fall. Rebound, James Shelke, the man who seems to be doing it all currently. Skip pass the left wing to Seaman. He's dribbling around. 5:42 left in the second. Jumps out in the lane. Kicks it out to Kirsch. He jump stops in the lane. Goes up for the shot. No foul and rebound to Calvin Cook. Here comes Brown City. Calvin Cook right into the lane and offensive foul as he blasted right into Brady Kirsch. And that'll be Calvin Cook's first personal and team's fifth. Jared McPhail checks in for Brown City. He replaces Matt Calabro. McPhail, a junior. Brown City showing press. Inbound to Ryan Seaman. 5.5 to play in the second. 22-14, Brown City by 8. They led his mains by 13 just a minute and a half ago. Yon with the floater inside the lane. Can't get to fall. Rebound brought in by Yon, though. Kicks it back out, and they're going to say he traveled with it. So that will be the sixth turnover.
Pirates cannot buy a call.
If anything there, it should have been a jump ball. But we're the broadcasters.
But we're close to the court.
Close to the court, I will say that.
And we're always right.
We're always right. No one else to prove us wrong. Anthony Ford, coast to coast, with the right-handed layup is good. Back out to a 10-point lead for Brown City. 24-14, 4:50 left in the second. Ryan Seaman across midcourt, being guarded by Calvin Cook. Top of the key. Over to Jan, right wing, dribbles into the right elbow, nearly loses it back out to Kirsch. Kirsch with the right elbow jump shot, short, and rebound brought in by Andrew Geiger. Going the other way, here comes Brown City with a 10-point lead. Ford starting to slow things down, gets a screen from Geiger over to the left wing to McPhail. McPhail back over to Ford to the right wing, dribbling. Now reverses. Back over to McPhail. Pump fakes back to Ford, top of the key. 4:15 left. 24-14, Brown City. Calvin Cook thought about taking the three top key. Does not. Kicks it over to McPhail, left wing. Down to Leszewski on the baseline. Dribbling against Tenerife. Back out to McPhail, over to Ford. Ford back over to McPhail. Being patient with this zone defense they're facing from Harbor Beach. Ford now to the right wing. Dribbles all the way into the corner. Nearly pushed off. Geiger at the high post, into the corner, McPhail, down to Leszewski on the baseline. Loose ball, and last touch by a white jersey. Brown City will start underneath their own hoop. 3:47 left in the second, 24-14.
This is a great possession for Brown City. They're taking time off the clock. They're moving the ball.
Geiger gets the inbound, can't get it to fall, and rebound by Mason Yon. And we have a whistle, and this foul will go against Andrew Geiger, his first. And Brown City sixth. So the remaining 3 minutes and 43 seconds, Harbor Beach will be in the single bonus.
Besides missing the shot and getting the foul, that's the only two things that went wrong.
Brady Kirsch over to Ryan Seaman. At the right elbow, James Schelke going to the lane against Ford. Down to Julian Tenerife, can't get his hand on it, and it's a turnover into the hands of Leszewski. Ryan Seaman tips the pass at midcourt. Anthony Ford saves it for himself. Feeds it down to the lane and stolen away by James Schelke. First turnover in the second quarter for Brown City, their fourth of the night. Ryan Seaman, NBA three off the mark. Rebound brought in by Kirsch. Keeps possession alive. Back out to Yon. To James Schelke, top of the key. Feeds it into the lane. Back out to Yon. He takes his three. He got it! Mason Yon with his first field goal of the night. He has 4 points after going with one free throw in the first quarter. 24-17, 7-point lead for Brown City. The lead is made by 13. We have a timeout called by Anthony Troshak. It's a 30-second timeout on your Harwood home for high school hoops. 24-17, Brown City by 7.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Coming out of the 30-second timeout, Brown City facing a half-court press from Harbor Beach. They lead by 7 points over the Pirates. 24-17, 2.5 before halftime. Down to the opposite left block. Wide open is Matt Calibro, and his first 2 points are good. 26-17, 9-point lead for the Green Devils. James Schelke, the right elbow, back out to Kirsch for three. Top of the key, off the mark. Rebound, Mason Yon stepped on the line. It'll be Brown City ball, opposite side of the court.
Harbor Beach is going to have to understand that whoever made the last shot needs to touch the ball.
26-17, 9-point lead for the Green Devils. Both teams enter tonight at 3-2 in the division. Harbor Beach at 6-6. Overall, Brown City at 7-6. Anthony Ford over to Calibro. Into the corner, Calvin Cook takes a three, and he got it. Calvin Cook with his third three of the night. He has 9. Brown City by 12. Minute 45 left in the first half. Brady Kirsch dribbles into the free throw line, kicks it back out to Yon. Back into the hands of Ryan Seaman, left wing, all the way down to the left corner. Going down baseline against Calvin Cook. Nothing there. Has kicked it out to Julian Tenerife. Ryan Seaman retrieves it at the left wing. Gets a screen from Julian Tenerife. And he continues to dribble around. James Schelke just inside the three line. Over to Brady Kirsch at the left block. Pulls up, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Muxlow. And we have a whistle. And this will be a foul against Harbor Beach. Fouls against number 23, Julian Tenerife, his second. And Harbor Beach's fifth team foul. Comes with a minute 16 left in the second quarter. Hey, Matt, look to expose. Muxlow will be inbounding to Anthony Ford. now at 84 feet from the hoop.